good morning. This is Neil and Debbie.
They did let us back into the country, didn't they, Neil?
They did,
Yes. We're back from Florida, and we got a big one for you.
Oh, yeah. I beg your pardon. Keep going. We've got another 5 seconds.
I'm sorry. No, I can't. I'm under pressure.
Rita Ora. Neil and Debbie here on Gadio for a Saturday morning. Fresh back from Florida, Debbie, aren't we?
Well, less of the fresh, Neil. I think. Have you looked in the mirror? Yes, it's been an awful week at work, hasn't it? Just awful, horrible, and
terrible.
So hard. Mm. And we worked with, keeps this very strict rule book. Producer Chris, are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Oh, Chris, I feel sorry for you because you've seen us in our swimwear. Are you all right?
I've got over that.
Thank God. We have booked you in for some therapy, but my goodness, what a time we've had. We've been like on tour in Florida.
Yeah, all thanks to St. Pete and Clearwater in collaboration with Brand USA. We've had a most amazing time, haven't we? We did so much.
We did so much, Neil, and I'm afraid I did free Willy. I found the most beautiful sea life in Florida and may have brought some of it home with
me. That's right.
Including this right here.
Legally.
Yeah.
Maybe. Well, it depends who's listening, actually. Let's move on.
Yeah, we did quite a bit, didn't we, into a few days in Florida.
Yeah, we did. Are we still? I didn't realise we were still talking.
We are still on the air. No, sorry. I'm going to play a song and we'll talk about glass blowing, if you like, a bit later on. I can't wait. KTB on Gadio, lights on. This is Neil and Debbie here, and we had the most fantastic time in Florida last week, and we want to share some of that experience with you now, don't we, Debbie?
Well, yes, we're a sort of oral postcard, aren't we, from... from Florida, and you and I, Neil, did something we'd never done together before. It was hot, it was very steamy, and we produced something by the end of it, didn't we?
We did, yeah.
Our little children.
Little objects we created, didn't we? It was one of the best experiences. I've never done anything. We went effectively to try and make some glass objects. We went to this beautiful, they had a shop, didn't they, with all these beautiful artifacts all made out of glass. And then we met Tim, our instructor, who took us through and into this huge, massive furnace room, which was hot, hot, hot.
Hot as hell, and my ass got hot. I'm staying right here because my ass is hot. I'm by the furnace and it's beautiful. I've got a hot pot. But I think we should add an element of who's better here.
Oh, okay.
We're going to make a shape. What's the shape we're making?
We kind of refer to it as this twisted spiral.
Okay. A twisted thing.
Yeah.
And see who's better.
Tim has just explained us roughly what we're going to do, but... anything could happen next.
Okay. Now we're right above it. Let's stop turning it. Let's smush it straight down in the blue. A little more. Keep pressing. Don't turn.
Oh, okay.
Straight down.
Oh, I see.
Just smush straight down. Keep going. And then we'll pick it up and flip it all the way over to the last side for a little bit more white on that side. And then we'll turn this glass as we put it forward into this hole to heat it up. And while we're heating up here, we'll be able to see those sharp, jagged bits of color start to melt and smooth out.
We were backwards and forwards to that furnace doing these. We each took a turn each, didn't we, Debbie? And I was so hot doing it, but I really enjoyed it, sort of twiddling my pole.
Neil, it was quite erotic, if I'm honest with you, seeing you with your top off near that hot furnace. It was, I really had to sit down.
It was like Ghost, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, not really, because Patrick Swayze could do it. Patrick Swayze could actually do it. I'm not being mean,
no.
Neil, but I don't think you were too good at art
right.
At school, were you? Because it went a bit Pete Tong.
Do you want to describe what we were just making?
Yeah, they wouldn't allow me to make the shape I really wanted to make.
Right.
That was on the ban list. But what we made was a sort of swan
right.
Without the head, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and a twiddly bit at the top.
A headless swan. Here you go. I went to Florida and I made you a headless swan. No, it's very arty. It's a very arty, swirly thing. So Neil, you did struggle a bit with yours, didn't you?
So it's in, pinch, twist, out. Okay? I'll hand that off to you and I want you to try another one right here. You're pinching before you go in,
if you can see. Yeah.
Let's do another one over here. A little more open, 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 open. You're still pinching it together quite a bit before we go inside. Now we pinch. Once we're in, then we pinch, and then we twist. So it's open, in, pinch, twist, out. Yep, you got it. Now you can see while you're lifting upwards, I'm pressing downwards, and we're squeezing the glass into this nice round cavity in the wood.
Yeah.
That's looking pretty perfect to me there. Let's go ahead and lower that tool down. Let's drop it back off in that bucket of water. And now let's hold real still right there. Don't move at all. I'm going to pull off center and start turning the pipe. And we'll start to twist a nice spiral into that glass.
Oh, beautiful.
Now let's open up those shears and let go of the glass there. Nicely done. I'm just going to put this down right here and let's give that pipe a light tap. There you go. Comes right off.
I really liked him. He was very good, wasn't he, Debbie?
Yes, you did like him quite a lot, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes, it was a wonderful experience. And can I just say thank you very much to the Marina Arts Centre for letting us nearly destroy their furnaces with our inability. I think there's a new phrase there. In, pinch, twist, out. Do you not think?
Yeah, absolutely.
Eat, sleep, wait, repeat. In, pinch, twist, out. I don't think this is going to be a future career, Neil.
All right, thanks. Well, let's find out how you did after this.
Much better.
Calvin Harris on Gaydio, Neil and Debbie here on this Saturday morning, enjoying our experiences and relating them back to you of our trip to Florida last week.
Well, yeah, we have swapped a bit of grey UK, for sunny, sexy Florida. And we're back with our dear friend Tim with his glass blowing. And mine was very successful, Neil, when I slid my hand up.
Now, have you take control of it? We'll slide our left hand up to the middle right here. That'll make it a little lighter and easier to carry.
Okay.
And then we'll hold the pipe nice and flat and level.
Right.
Now, we're right above the color. Let's stop turning and we'll gently smush it in the color. Keep going a little more. Keep going. Over so that side's on top and smush it in the color again. You got it. Just like that.
It feels very satisfying.
I know. It's so soft. It's kind of surreal, you know? And we'll rest the pipe on these rollers here. Then we'll turn the glass as we put it forward into this hole to heat it up.
I feel my eyebrows coming off.
I know, it's pretty toasty over here. We'll take them, let's open up the blades and put the diamond-shaped part around that same little groove. You got it.
Yeah, and off with his head.
You got it, off with his head. Woo! It's always satisfying when it closes all the way, you know?
Yeah.
But you can see as we did that, we twisted this nice spiral into the tip. But now we've got our colors set up as stripes that spiral to that one point. And we can either leave it like that, or we can use some metal tweezers to swirl the sides too. What do you think?
Well, I'll do what he did.
Awesome.
Right.
So we don't need to jab these in deep. We just want to grab that surface and twist the color.
That's hot. Oh, no. What have I done?
Oh, there we go. They were just springing open and kind of grabbing
it. Okay.
Yeah. Now, once I've done that, I then want to smooth out the tip. So then I go up to this 45-degree angle and roll back and forth. Now, I want you to try that. Let's trade sides here.
I've forgotten everything you said.
I know, right? Let's lower your right hand to go down to the low angle.
Yeah. Am I doing this right? Mine looks a bit wonky.
Oh, you're doing great. This is perfect. And now let's hold real still right there. Don't move at all. I'll pull this off center and start turning the pipe to twist our nice little spiral into it.
Very good. I have to say, you were pretty good at this, Debbie.
Yeah, I was. Was it actually? Wasn't I? But there's no point in doing art, Neil, unless you can be really judgy about it. That's what I've learnt from X Factor. I want to know which one got through a judge's houses there.
I'm the judge.
Were the judge.
Yeah.
Otherwise, basically, we just made two vases, didn't we? Two sort of glowy, blowy things, and there needs to be a winner and a loser in all things in life.
Mine was blue and white, and yours was it white and red?
No, Neil, my winning one was my great one was green and white, the colour of winners.
Okay,
although it was a poo colour at one point.
Yeah, it did look like a turd, didn't it? Yeah, but luckily, the art gods shone down on me. And which one do you think's better than Chris? Chris, have you lost weight? Did I just say lost weight?
I'll tell you what. We'll get Tim's verdict and we'll do what? Mine as well in a bit.
We'll okay. do one.
we'll do something like that anyway. It's Gaydio. Sabrina Carpenter on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here. Yes.
Did they have a daughter? What? Did they have a daughter?
I don't know. They were brother and sister.
Wouldn't it? It's Gaydio. It's Neil and Debbie. We are back from Florida. We've had a most beautiful week away. Beautiful.
All thanks to Visit St. Pete and Clearwater in collaboration with Brand USA.
And we got up to a lot of things, didn't we? A lot of things. And we are, I think we should judge. Are we over to you now, Chris? I've no idea what we're doing, if I'm honest.
Yeah, let's see what instructor Tim had to say on your two's performance.
I think you guys did great. It's quite a fun process, and we kind of cater to beginners here, so I hope you guys felt comfortable and had fun during the whole time.
I had a great time. Don't know about you,
Debbie. If you had to pick who was better, so really pick, who would you say...
Ooh, it's a tough choice. You're both looking at me. I would say I think I liked your piece better, honestly. The piece that you made was a little bit nicer.
Yeah. Sorry, Neil. Loser.
Oh, charming. Oh, I'm disappointed.
Well, you know, that might not be the case. Oh. I feel like I should have overruling.
Let's be fair, because he was judging when we just made it, so it then had to go into the cooling fridge thing, didn't it, for about 2 days.
Excuse me, he's the expert. And what's happened to you? Because you turned into Simon Cowell.
Yes, well, I have seen the finished products. And they are, whilst they're similar, they are a little bit different. Your poo colour has gone, and it is the right colour. So it doesn't look like the poo emoji anymore. what I thought by looking at them and judging them intently whilst we were waiting for a plane back, I did feel that there was a bit of a funny end on yours, Neil. It was a little bit too globulous at the very tip. So I think I actually am going to agree with instructor Tim and
like I've always said, you know, you should be Simon Cowell, you should be, and Neil, I would see a doctor about your
I think we have a final judge, and that's to put it out on Twitter and on our Instagram for people to vote.
Let's do it now. I've never been so tense in my life, Neil. Who is going to win the public vote?
Neil and Debbie with Gadio's Anthems on the way a little bit later, and we're just looking back at our little trip to Florida last week, aren't we?
Yes, we are, Neil. We went as a couple and a thruple producer Chris over to Florida, and my goodness, we lapped it up.
We did.
One bit, Neil, I was quite surprised at you. You turned into Mary Beard at part of the holiday, and you sort of talked like that. And you said, I do fancy trips to Dali. I want to go to Dali. because if I'm not wrong, isn't this the second biggest collection of Dali?
Salvador Dali artwork, yes, outside of Spain. And it's all housed there at this very purpose-built museum, which is in a beautiful location overlooking the lakes in Florida where we were staying. Yeah. Absolutely amazing. And there's the images, the paintings. I love the surrealism of Dali. It's really off the hook. And if you're into art, then you will love it.
I turned around at one point and Neil was sort of taking a group round, telling them about the different pictures, and I thought, do they know he's not qualified? He doesn't work here. He just likes Dali. And I particularly love it. What amazes me when I go to those sorts of places is that you go, oh my God, it's tiny.
Yes.
You see all these pictures and you go, God, it's the size of a postage stamp. And you think, oh my God. And also, to see it in the flesh and go, oh, that genius painted that.
Yeah.
And lots of ants coming out of ladies' bits.
That's right. And you also got to go on a lobster telephone and have special things said to you over the phone from Dali, didn't you?
Yes, I did, Neil. Yeah, I quite enjoyed that.
You can enjoy this yourself as well with Visit St. Pete and Clearwater in collaboration with Brand USA. It's one of the many highlights of our trip to Florida, and more of which later in the show. Dario G, Sunshine on Gadio. Neil and Debbie here, and just enjoying looking back at our time in Florida just recently.
Where did we go?
Flo-rider.
Flo-rider. We did go to Flo-rider. And thanks to Visit St. Pete and Clearwater in collaboration with Brand USA. Yeah, we did swap the great, beautiful British sunshine for some delicious hot weather. And we ate a lot of food, Neil. I can't fit into my clothes anymore.
Me either. Or my swimming trunks anymore.
Well, you barely fitted into those, Neil. That's a different story. And we went somewhere fabulous for some food, didn't we?
Yes. We went to this place, a beautiful restaurant called Linger. And we spoke to, he's a celebrity chef, Jeffrey Chu. And he's also the owner of Linger. And he started by telling us about his place.
Well, we've been here for about 3 years, half Norwegian, half Chinese. So it kind of, you get the vibe of, you know, Scandinavian side and the Asian side, very minimalist. And you can see it through the food. There's a lot of Scandinavian ingredients, as well as ingredients from China, and really a lot of recipes and dishes that I grew up with.
Can you tell me a bit about the LGBTQ plus community around here?
Wow, that's a a fun question to answer, because that's one of the reasons why me and my partner came down here. Because of how welcoming this community is and how open-minded St. Petersburg is. And we had a lot of friends that said, you're moving to Florida? Wait, time out. And then we told them, oh, no, but we're moving to St. Petersburg. They're like, good. That's part of the only place we'd want you to move. Yeah, this is just a fun city with a lot of character, you know, arts, you know, music, nightlife. And the LGBTQ plus community is like a huge part of that. And there are a lot of different restaurants, clubs, bars that kind of promote the city and promote everything that it's about. It's a lot of fun to be involved with.
Back to the restaurant. Why are you so passionate about cooking and food?
Well, I grew up in food, cooking, from my mom. She was a great baker. She's a horrible cook. Sorry, Mom.
Oh!
Terrible. But she, you know, that's the Norwegian side. She was a very good baker. We would do Christmas cookies together every single year. Where on my dad's side and his father, when he emigrated from Hong Kong, he worked in a restaurant. So that's where the food side and cooking came on my dad's side. And when I was growing up, we would go to the markets and we would cook together. And my dad knew that I was probably not smart enough to do anything else. So he's like, maybe you should go to a hospitality school and try this. Because my first job was at two restaurants. So I think he knew more than I did. Like, you need to be in hospitality.
And you're quite a TV star, I believe, what I've seen.
Oh, I wouldn't say that, but thank you. You're going to make me blush. I've been on a few shows, and it's been fun. Being on TV definitely gave me more confidence and believing in myself. And it's a totally different animal than the restaurant world. I learned a lot from being on TV in good ways and what to do and what not to do.
Anybody coming to Lingo while they're visiting here, what would you recommend from the menu for people to try?
I mean, really, if anyone's coming to Lingo, try the seafood. I try to use as many local ingredients as possible. So our mushrooms come from Cactus Hat over in Tampa. All of the fish comes from the Gulf right here, Florida caught.
Our food has just arrived, so I'm not going to be rude, but as the last question, my ears are pricked up because this music makes me want to go clubbing. Who's in charge of this?
The music changes on a daily basis. I think Nate was in charge of the music list tonight.
I love Nate.
Nate, okay. Well, I don't know what the list is, but Nate can tell you. But I pick a different person every single night. But Gadio is next up on the list.
Fabulous.
This is great talking to you, and thank you very much for hosting us here this evening.
Of course. Thank you guys for coming in, and welcome to this side of the world, the States.
That was Jeffrey Jew at the Lingo restaurant, which was a very chic place, wasn't it, Debbie?
Yeah, I'm amazed they let us in. And I quite like the fact that Chris was flirting outrageously for a time in there to get Jeffrey to put Gadio on. And he did, didn't he?
He did, yes, he did, he yes. Did. Yeah, we got...
We were like, oh, what is this wonderful radio station? We were really trying to be subtle about it. So, yeah, thank you, Jeffrey.
Gadio's Anthems. This is Neil and Debbie, and looking back at our fantastic trip to Florida last week with Visit St. Pete and Clearwater, all in collaboration with Brand USA, we had an amazing time, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. It was our first holiday. We went as a thruple. It was you, me, and producer Chris.
Hello.
And hello. And they let us into the country. I'm sorry for the dolphin action, but we'll come to that a bit later. But right now, Neil, wasn't she wonderful? Wasn't she absolutely wonderful?
We spoke to Maggie from Coconut in the lovely Paso Grill area.
It's Neil and Debbie on Gadio. Well, I say Neil and Debbie, no Debbie at the moment. We are actually at the Coconut Inn awaiting her arrival, and I'm with the beautiful Maggie here this evening. We're enjoying a glorious evening in the sunshine. Thank you very much for hosting us here this evening, Maggie.
You're welcome. I'm happy to have you both here.
And thank you very much for the charcuterie that you've supplied as well. It's quite delicious. I've had a glass of wine as well, so if I start slurring my words, you'll know why.
I think it might have been two.
I think you might be right, Maggie.
Or like one and a half, maybe.
And who mainly are your clientele here that you get coming?
We get people from everywhere, throughout Europe, Canada, throughout the United States. The fact that Paso Grill is a historic district, it's a mix of commercial and beach cottages, very eclectic, unique. I think that that's a draw for a lot of people, but also for LGBTQ people that are looking for something not so much of a party scene or vibe. but a little bit more of a quaint, cozy, biking friendly, walking friendly neighborhood.
And Toby, you're quite a big part of the LGBTQ plus community here, aren't you?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
So tell me, what does that involve? Do you get involved in the, because they've got a massive Pride event we've been learning about whilst we've been here.
Yeah, St. Pete Pride is one of the best Pride events that I've ever been to. Everybody in the community gets involved in it. It's a little ways from us. It's our downtown St. Pete is 20 minutes away, but we have the most fabulous, fabulous downtown here in the city of St. Petersburg.
What's your favorite Pride memory?
My favorite Pride memory, last year, friends of ours put up a huge tent right off of the parade route, and just everybody brought a ton of food and drink and music, and everybody came out, everyone's parents came out and kids, and it was just really fun.
Is there, can people coming here feel pretty safe, would you say?
Yes. Pastor Girls specifically is a very safe area. It's a little bit of a bedroom community, and you know, everybody knows each other. Nothing happens in Paso Grill without everybody finding out about it within minutes, and so you can't get away with much around here.
Have you ever tried to get away with much?
Oh yeah, we've gotten in trouble quite a bit. My wife and I and our friends that are known as the Lesbian Mafia, we've got a little reputation, but a good one. Everybody enjoys us. They think we're fun, luckily.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. So what sort of things do you get up to make things fun?
So probably the most dangerous thing about Pasta Grill is Shadrack's, which is the dive bar just a few blocks away. It's been there since the 1970s. And you can still get a beer for like $4, and jukebox and darts, and it's where everybody gets together in the neighborhood, whether you're the wealthy homeowner, business owner, somebody that works in the service industry. We all are friends and we all hang out and get together, and Shadrack's would be where everybody gets in trouble here.
And how long have you been with your wife, if my ask?
We were married in 2021. We've been together since 2018.
Wow, okay. So, and you run this place,
years,
you
yeah.
run Coconut Inn together,
We
you?
Run it together, yeah. She's a bit shyer than me, which is why she's hiding in the office.
Sorry you didn't get to meet Debbie.
That's okay. Debbie's in trouble. She ghosted me. I got a bone to pick with Debbie. Did you tell her I'm from New York? You don't mess with a Brooklyn girl.
No,
like
absolutely
this.
Not.
I'm kidding. I'm so kidding.
Certainly don't. Where were you, Debbie? What happened to you?
I was a bit late for the event.
Right. You'd gone off looking at wildlife again, hadn't you?
Yeah, I went on a dolphin tour, Neil, and I screamed louder than any 7-year-old or 8-year-old on that boat. I was pushing children out the way to get a look at the dolphins. They did backflips, somersaults, and I just was in heaven. I spent about four times longer on the boat, which was about an hour away from where we were. So, sorry.
Oh, well.
That.
Well, eventually we caught up with you, but I was there, left there chatting to her, and I was recording a link after that chat when this happened.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio. We're at Paso Grill Beach. We've just been speaking to Maggie at... Oh, here she comes now. Did your Uber turn up then?
No.
Where have you been?
No, I had someone who looked like they were out of Metallica driving my Uber. I didn't think I was going to get back here.
Are you okay?
Yes, I think so. I'm not quite sure, but here we are. I'm not sure where.
Well, you just missed Maggie at Coconut Inn. She was
Maggie, I wanted to meet Maggie.
Lovely lesbian. You could have chatted all sorts of things that you'd know about that I don't.
I'm getting back in my Uber and I'm going to go see Abby. No, Maggie.
I know it's Maggie. She'll love you for that.
Lots of fun in Florida.
Yeah, and I'll never forget meeting Maggie Aggie. She was beautiful. She was changing my life.
So, Chris, what were your feelings about all of that?
Well, what I loved about this is, you know, when you meet someone and you're trying to hold up, because Debbie was like, oh, yeah, I'm half an hour away. It turned out you were 2 hours away. And obviously, we might have had one or two glasses of wine. Now, I don't know if you heard it during that chat, but when Neil was trying to say bye to Maggie...
Give us a second, so a wonderful welcome...
What?
Oh. Saying, a wonderful welcome.
Oh my God.
She plied us with drink and you weren't there and we were just chatting and one thing led to a bottle.
Give us a second, a wonderful welcome.
Oh, we need a 12th man here.
it's Neil and Debbie on Gadio, celebrating our fabulous trip to Florida that we had last week with Visit St. Pete and Clearwater in collaboration with Brand USA. There is a chance for you to win a trip yourself to Florida. Details about that later. And we had a very interesting experience at a hotel there.
Oh,
we
Neil,
went to visit, didn't we, Debbie?
I'll never forget when you took me to that hotel and you took me into that special room.
Yeah.
Oh, Neil, it was wonderful. I mean, I don't know about you, but the bit I love about holidays, going out in the evening.
I love
it so much.
Yeah.
And after you flirted outrageously with Jeffrey from Linger,
we went to very handsome.
Yeah. Just your type, Neil. Just your type. And we spied a bar, and I saw not two groups of lesbians, but three groups of lesbians.
You were delighted, weren't you?
In a heartbeat, just went, follow them. So we may have had one or two drinks.
Was that when we went down the speakeasy?
Yeah, do you not remember?
I love that. Oh, yeah, you had to make a special door knock and get in with a special code, didn't you?
You certainly did, Neil, and you had to reveal your sins. And you sent me quite a lot of times to the bar. And we must actually total that up, if you don't mind, Neil. Let's settle up before it gets ugly, Kath. So we shall talk about that wonderful place, because that was my highlight of the trip. That and the dolphins.
Neil and Debbie on Gadio, and celebrating our trip to Florida last week with Visit St. Pete and Clearwater in collaboration with Brand USA. We stayed at a very nice hotel, The Saint, while we were there, didn't we, Debbie?
Yes, we did. They welcomed sinners and we were there. And I'm fuming, Neil. I'm absolutely fuming. So I looked out from our hotel. We're on the little beach area, and I saw two fins and then three fins in the water. And I was livid.
Yeah, because you spotted a dolphin.
Actually, I've just paid $60 to go and see this, and it's right outside our hotel. Oh my God.
It disappeared again.
Hang on. No, they can breathe underwater for 2 minutes.
That's amazing.
Hang on.
Wait. I love it when you get excited
about animals. It will be here.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Where is it? It's got to resurface.
I'm speaking.
Come on.
That's not dolphin.
Come on, Skippy.
It'll be here. It's feeding. It'll be feeding.
Really?
And it'll be a bottlenose dolphin, because they're the most common ones in this area, because they don't like hanging out in temperatures under 40 degrees, and it's 40 degrees here.
Oh. Factual as well.
All right, hang on. It's going to be here somewhere. Okay. I'm going in.
Oh, it's over there.
There's two. Oh, my God. Look. Right, this is wonderful.
You're actually experiencing Debbie.
Right, hang on.
Loving being in the moment.
Oh, I think that's three. I think that's a pod of three.
With wildlife.
Right, this is great. This is great. Oh my God, I've just paid $60.
Yeah, we just saw the fin. There's three fins.
There's four fins. Oh my God, I'm going in. That is ridiculous. I've just gone an hour up the beach to see this, and they're right here. And a bloody pelican. Come on. Oh, man.
That was one of my favourite moments of our entire Florida trip, Debbie.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, we love to give and we love to share, Neil. Mm. And we'd like to send you to see those dolphins.
Oh, yes.
Because we'd love to send you over to where we were.
Thanks to Visit St. Pete, Clearwater, you could win a holiday for two to explore America's best beaches on the Gulf Coast of Florida.
And unlike Gay UK, you could pretty much guarantee it'll be sunny in St. Pete and Clearwater. As an average temperature, 360...
What? Average temperature, 360 days a year?
It has beautiful hot weather all year round, Neil. So I'm sorry, I had a drink with Maggie there.
If you want to check out the amazing beaches, a spot of culture at the Dali Museum, which we experienced ourselves, you can try your hand at some glass blowing, do a spot of shopping, or, well, anything St. Pete has to offer.
Just head over to the wins section on the app or online at gadio.co.uk for your chance of winning, and good luck.
Saturday morning on Gadio, Neil and Debbie celebrating our trip to Florida last week with Visit St. Pete and Clearwater in collaboration with Brand USA.
Neil, what's one of the best films in the world.co.uk, UK Gov?
Oh, Priscilla.
No, what? I haven't given him a clue yet.
Oh, right, okay.
Right, film, two words. Big mistake, huge. Right, what's that film? Big mistake, huge. Okay.
Pretty Woman, and we went Pretty Woman shopping in, well, in Florida when we were there, and we met a beautiful guy called Tony Loeffler.
That's right.
And he had the most amazing dog, which I fell in love with, which I've posted. And Neil started by asking him, well, good question, actually. Where are we?
We are in the Edge District in St. Pete, Florida.
And specifically, this is your shop, right?
Atlas Body and Home, okay. 919 Central.
Can you tell me, because the one thing I've noticed when we've been here is so many rainbow flags everywhere. Oh, my God, we've got Beth Ditto. We've got the Gossip Plane in your store. And we're underneath. We've got lots of pride sort of signs and colours bursting out. Is it really friendly?
It really is. I mean, St. Pete is very, very LGBTQ friendly, like amazingly so. I feel like we don't have that typical kind of like one gay neighbourhood. The whole city is just always, you always find family wherever you go.
And can you tell me what you say when it's Pride, what happens to this area?
It's massive. Over 300,000 people come every year. But it starts from the top down. The city hoists a big Pride flag over City Hall. There's rainbows everywhere. Tons of performers from all over the world come to celebrate. It's really fun.
What's your favorite part of Pride each year?
Well, we have throw a fuse party inside the store. We have a drag queen performance. We have a DJ out front, kind of takes over the whole street. So we look forward to that every year because we raise money for a local charity and just have a lot of fun with our customers.
Can you tell us about this sort of queer nightlife here?
There, it's pretty mixed, which is really great. I mean, there's some clubs that have been around for a while. There's some new bars that have opened, which I feel like is really important for a, you know, a city to have new queer spaces opening. But it's very mixed. I feel like you can go to any sort of nightclub and feel like there's always a presence of, you know, of gay patrons, which is really amazing. But it's pretty lively. Really great drag queens, drag kings as well. So it's a very diverse community.
We're hearing, we've heard a lot recently about a lot of sort of anti-LGBT things going on politically, but being here, it seems a lot friendlier than that might suggest that we're seeing in the media.
I feel like St. Pete is definitely an anomaly for Florida. You know, we're a nice little blue bubble here, so I feel like our rights are more protected here. But it's still challenging, for sure.
But people coming here to visit can feel a bit safer, right?
100%. Oh, yeah. It's very welcoming and friendly and safe.
It was a great place to go shopping, wasn't it?
Yes, and spot dogs, because everyone in Clearwater had dogs.
They did, didn't they?
Yeah, a lot of gay dogs as well. I could tell, Neil. I could tell my gaydar went off. yeah, it was wonderful. And do you know what? Because we do want to send you there, because it's beautiful to go on holiday and have that sun on your face. So if you head to gaydio.co.uk right now or on the app, thanks to Visit St. Pete, Clearwater and BA Holidays, you could win a holiday for two and explore where we were.
They have pretty much 360 days of sunshine every year. I mean, it's really, really glorious and warm and hot and lovely. Amazing beaches, culture. Got Dali Museum we went to, obviously.
Neil, have you been to the bar with Maggie again? Because we're struggling with 360 days. You know why? Because we don't have 360 days of sunshine here, so it seems unnatural, but it isn't. If you go to gaydio.co.uk, go and win it. Go on, you deserve it.
We'll have more from our Florida trip with Visit St. Pete and Clearwater in collaboration with Brand USA a little bit later on in the show. It's Neil and Debbie on Gaydio this Saturday morning. We've got some hellos.
Yes, I do. Thank you. I'm on Twitter. You've been very slack with these today, actually, Neil. You've come back Florida giddy and unaware that we've heard beautiful messages in, including this one from Alex. Good morning, Alex. Alex Ruffin. And he says, I hope you had a fabulous time. And then three love heart eye emojis.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm not sure what that means. You went out for a couple of times. I didn't see you the first night, Neil, when we were... We
had to have an early night. A little bit of jet lag, didn't we?
I did see you. Mm. I was watching because our rooms were really near each other.
Yes.
And I did see you trot out. Did you go?
Did you?
Did you find any? Yes, I saw you trot out.
I did have a little wander around. Yes, maybe looking for a potential husband. A bit like Daniel here, who's emailed the show. This came in. It says, we love your show and listen each week on the 20th of April. So I'm really sorry. We weren't around last weekend to do the show. They were getting married and wondered if we could do a shout out for my husband, Mark. Will be husband by 2 p.m., he says, at around 12:30 that day, whilst we're listening to you and getting changed, ready to go to sunny Bournemouth's council chambers. Many thanks, says Daniel. So I hope you had an amazing wedding.
Had I known Neil, I would have put my vicar tooth in and my dog collar in, so that's right. I've got my dog Sebby with me.
So I think maybe we should do a little celebration of that next week.
Yes.
And see photos. I know someone that got married this week, Sherry and Tim from Australia.
All right.
So it's obviously the week to do it, isn't it? April's a very good month.
Yeah, absolutely.
People usually die in April, so it's quite nice. No, most of my family, people, when they've passed away, it's been in April. So it's quite nice to have some marriages as well to dispatches. Yeah. Sorry to have brought that down, Daniel Amar, but I hope you're very, very happy. Are you still with us? Are you here?
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio with plenty more from our Florida trip to come with Visit St. Pete and Clearwater in collaboration with Brand USA.
Don't worry, there is no swimming costumes involved and you will not be seeing any of that. No one needs that, Neil. Not midday.
Absolutely not.
No way. And also a tribute to the wonderful Miss Jason. I still can't believe that. Yeah. I still can't believe that.
I know.
So a beautiful tribute to the wonderful Miss Jason in a bit.
Yeah, and also, just to say, if you want to get involved, you can tweet us at @thisisndebs and email ndebs@gaydio.co.uk.
Has that taken us to the news?
It has, actually.
Yeah,
well
brilliant.
Done.
Well done.
Tiesto and Charlie XCX, Hot in It. Neil and Libby here with our look back at our Florida trip last week with Visit St. Pete and Clearwater in collaboration with Brand USA. And this next one, we had a great time, didn't we, visiting?
Oh, my God, Neil.
Oh, my goodness.
It was... I'm wearing the T-shirt from the place. I don't think I could say the name of the T-shirt I've got.
Well, there was a lot of gay stuff going on in there, wasn't there?
Very gay, which is quite a shock, isn't it? Yeah. The area. It's very, very gay area. It's fabulous. And we went into it. I love a speakeasy. I love an unusual sort of place. And you walked into this speakeasy through a confessional.
That's right.
And you actually had to confess your sins before you got allowed in. And if they didn't like your sins, you weren't getting in. And then you sort of walk into this magical world where we met up with the incredible person who owned it, David Fisher from the Marie-Jean Hotel. And we asked him, what's going on in here, please, David?
Sure. We've created basically a resort that has a nightclub, a speakeasy, a hotel, a boutique hotel that's great, 54 rooms, and then a day club and pool outside.
If I was to have a lamp and rub that genie hard and say, create me something I can't explain on paper. You've just taken us on a tour. My mind is blown. I think I'm going to have to lie down. How the hell did you come up with this?
I have a really sick mind, I guess. I do interior design in my other life outside of here. And so I create things. I don't sleep. I create things. So...
This is I've been to a few gay places, David. This is the gayest place I think I've ever been to.
It probably is.
Can you take us through? You took us through a very special confessional door.
Sure.
Walk us through that.
So we opened the Saint Speakeasy almost 4 years ago now, right after COVID. And it's a speakeasy that is themed around the Catholic religion. I grew up Catholic. And so it's about exploring the differences between what religion tells us to do in life and what we actually do in life. And where are the differences? And just to explore and be different and think about those things. It's all red inside, and it's full of Catholic antiques, actually, from Catholic churches over the years that my partner Lee and I have collected over time. And we wanted to share it with other people. So,
and you encourage people who visit to leave a confession, to write their confessions out.
We do. We have an anonymous confession box where you can write your confessions down and put them in the box, and then hang them on we hang the best of them on the wall, and we get about 10,000 of them every 3 months.
Oh my God!
And eventually, hopefully, we'll make a book out of the best ones because there are a lot of them.
I've read a few, and my eyebrows have come off, and we couldn't repeat some of them.
They are a little thick and twisted.
They are, but this is such a safe space for people to be.
That's what we hope it is.
Yeah.
We've tried to create safe spaces for everybody in the community, honestly, and even our straight allies that are out there. So it's not exclusively a gay, an LGBTQIA property. It's really for everybody to be safe and have fun and enjoy it.
And what reaction have you had so far from people who've either guested here or come to buy a drink?
Amazing. We literally have every kind of group or individual that you can think of coming here. We have a great trans community that joins us. We have a great lesbian community that joins us. And it's represented in our staff as well. We have almost 50 staff members on property. So we have somebody from every kind of walk of life. And that's what it's about, really, is creating that safe space and that welcoming space for everyone.
I feel if Priscilla Queen of the Desert was to open up a bar and a hotel, this would be it.
Well, hey, maybe.
The extremely prolific Taylor Swift, that's Anti-Hero on Gaydio.
Another one? Another album? Actually, we have to talk about that next week, Neil, because it's all about heartbreak and breaking up with people.
I wouldn't go out with her if she asked me out, would you? Because you can end up with one of her songs.
Well, if you weren't a bad boyfriend or girlfriend, you wouldn't get dumped. So there you are. Anyway, we'll save that chirpiness for next week, because right now we're going gay in Florida, where we had a wonderful time, didn't we? And I had no idea that Clearwater and St. Pete was so... What, didn't know the Pride was one of the biggest in America? Mm. I had no idea. So we chatted to David Fisher about the Marijuana Hotel, and Neil asked him about, well, Pride Month.
Pride Month is insane. So we have one of the largest prides in the U.S., the largest in Florida, and 300,000 people descend on the city for Pride.
Wow.
Specifically, the final weekend, which is this year, the weekend of the 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. And we have everything from concerts that we host here on the kind of, this is called the Gayborhood, so the main kind of drag is right here is really the Grand Central District of the city, and people refer to it as the Gayborhood. And so we put a big stage across the street in our parking lot, and have this year Thelma Houston, we've had Tiffany before, we've had all sorts of different performers, RuPaul Drag Race people, we've had it kind of all, and they come and perform. And then St. Pete Pride does a great job. They have an amazing long parade downtown on Saturday, and we bus people back and forth from, you know, this neighborhood down there and then back again to party afterwards. They have some great concerts, but they have programming all month long. So we're hosting the kickoff party on June 1st in the street, and it'll be a huge street dance party where we'll have a light up dance floor out on the street, and 100,000 people will attend an event that is just amazing. We recently announced that we're actually going to produce a winter pride in St. Pete, because one of the big things that people ask for is it's so hot, and they want pride back in the Grand Central District where it started. And so those two things we're going to make happen in February of 2025. We're going to have a winter pride.
You have quite a transphobic, homophobic governor, but you really do seem to be the antidote to that. What are your hopes for the future?
We hope for something to happen different with the election, but at the same time, a lot of that is news, media, press about our governor and the laws he wants to make or is making that are unfortunate. And that affects part of Florida. I would tell you, if you're in any major city in Florida, you don't feel anything that you see on the news. And so that's the difficult part, because we have a great resort attracting people here that are of that community that are targeted. And so, we try to get the word out daily with great folks like yourselves coming to visit and showing them around, but showing them that St. Pete is one of the most accepting cities of any cities I've ever lived in. And I visited from P-Town to Fire Island to some of the biggest, Fort Lauderdale, biggest gay places. Some of the biggest gay places are in Florida. And it's so interesting to think that, unfortunately, people say, I won't go to Florida until the governor changes. And that's an unfortunate statement, because people stayed and were at Stonewall Inn and fought for our rights. And so if we just fled the coop and nobody went, what are we going to do? We're going to have a lot of more governors like that. And so we stay here and we fight. We fight for a new government over the state level. I would tell you, our city government is extremely accepting, and they embrace the community like no other. And so it's great to see them combat kind of some of those laws and things that are happening and not enact them. And so it's a great place to live. It's one of the most accepting places I've ever been.
David, thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. It's been great having you. Gaydio. Neil and Debbie.
Forget About Us on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here with Jax Jones on the way very soon. But we would love to share what we've experienced in Florida last week with you, wouldn't we?
Yeah, we want to send you there.
Yeah.
One-way ticket. No, no, no. We give returns. We're very generous.
Yes, it's all thanks to Visit St. Pete Clearwater. You could win a holiday for two to explore America's best beaches on the Gulf Coast of Florida. And it really, they were, they're white sand, blue sky, crystal clear sea. It was beautiful out there, wasn't it?
Neil, excuse me, what was in the sea?
Oh, dolphins.
So, excuse me, I saw about four pods of dolphins on that tour. And apparently,
yes,
it's also... But it's also lots of pelicans, made friends with pelicans. And also it's, I've got the animal, I've had a brain fart. That's your hot mammal, Neil. The Mayans.
Yeah.
No, the manatees, they're there as well. That's their sort of breeding season. So, oh, I love the nature, love. I'm going to win that holiday and go back there and stay there.
If you want a chance of winning, get yourself to gaydio.co.uk. You could be off to Florida, courtesy of all of us. Yeah, we turn it up. Ariana Grande on Gaydio. Neil and Debbie here with our Visit St. Pete trip with Clearwater in collaboration with Brand USA, our trip to Florida last week. We asked most of the people there, because obviously in the news recently there's been a lot of stuff politically about what's been going on in terms of anti-LGBTQ plus legislation, etc. But the message we were getting back from most of the people that we were talking to, they're standing up against it in a really big fashion, and that things are actually not as bad as we might think, and it's a very safe place to go and visit.
Absolutely, and also they're fiercely super supportive of the drag story time and drag performers, because that whole area is full of wonderful drag performers. And we caught up with a delicious lesbian. Yes,
I noticed you enjoyed having breakfast with Nicole Berman.
Yeah, she had the most amazing tattoos and just was a wonderful, wonderful person. She's the exec director of St. Pete Pride, and she started telling us why Pride is so good at St. Pete.
Wow, that's a big question. I think it's so good because the community here in St. Petersburg is very gay in general. There's a lot of us down here, but also it's a very inclusive and supportive community, from the government, the current administration, to the community partners, local businesses. Everybody just sort of buys into the inclusivity of the city, and it allows us to hold a really awesome celebration. For last year, we had about 350,000 people attend our parade day.
What date is it this year?
So we have events that run all month long. We start May 26th with our Mix St. Pete Pride pageant at the Palladium Theater, and we run through the month, ending on June 30th. Our main weekend, which is our Friday night concert, parade, and street festival, is June 21st to the 23rd.
And do you have headliners this year?
We do. We have a lot of really incredible talent. Alyssa Edwards is the guest judge for the Mix St. Pete Pride pageant. Our Friday night concert headliner is Sasha Colby. And our Saturday Parade Day Festival headliner is Saucy Santana.
You've just said that you've been to Miami Pride, where people don't wear too many clothes. Can you tell us how different is this Pride compared to that?
Yeah, absolutely. So St. Pete Pride is really a community-focused event. And I think because we have so much support for the community, that you can really feel that in every event that we have. It's family-friendly. There's people of all ages, from very, very little to very, very old.
We were really surprised, weren't we, of how big this is, how big your Pride is. And so someone coming from the UK, what would they sort of expect for this? Is the parade like crazy? Is there a lot of feather boas? Is there a lot of sparkles?
Yeah, so last year we had an estimated attendance of 500,000 across the events. So our parade day, like I said, was about 350 was the estimated attendance. We had around 200 parade entries, 8,000 marchers. And it's just a very colorful, joyful, celebratory day where our marchers come and are free to express themselves, be themselves, and show support for the LGBTQIA community. There are lots of feathers. There's always lots of, like, confetti or glitter. There's always lots of, like, great stuff being given away. Music, dancing, you name it, it's somewhere in our parade, and it's a really, really great time. It's something special to behold people coming together to celebrate something that really sadly is being turned into a political mess right now.
So can I quickly ask? We were chatting last night to some of them bar, and said that obviously there was the drag ban, but St. Pete Pride went against that and allowed drag during the parade.
So there was a lot of misinformation around what that bill actually was. Prior to Pride, we had met with our attorneys and the city's attorneys, the police department, the city in general, and we were all on the same page around their interpretation of the bill, which was that it didn't actually materially change any existing regulations. It changed penalties, and it made me as an individual liable for, you know, if we had violated that particular law. But when you got down to it, basically what they told us was, if you've always followed existing regulations, which we had, you wouldn't have any issue. So, like, nothing about that had changed. And then the day before our Pride parade, it was actually challenged and overturned in court.
Amazing.
So we had prepped, we had prepared, we had, like, sat down with police and said, here's what's going to happen, here are the things that we're going to do. We had given information to people, and then we had, the lift showed up the next day, and we were like, yay! Well, whoops. And you know, some things did happen. We did have an event that ended up being 18 plus, that normally is not, because it was very heavy on drag. But we always had the full intent of supporting our local drag performers. We as an organization understand that drag is art. There's nothing wrong with it. It is a form of expression. It's beautiful. We love it. And so we, you know, we had created backup plans, contingencies, but ultimately we didn't need them because the city fully supported us. And again, just to reiterate, we weren't breaking any laws had they had gone through. We made sure we had those pieces covered. And then it got challenged and beat, and we didn't have to worry about it.
Nicole, it's a treat to meet you. Thank you ever so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
Gaydio requests on the way in about 20 minutes from now on Gaydio. This is Neil and Debbie here this Saturday afternoon.
Who with, please?
You know who, your favourite, Anthony Murphy.
Anthony Murphy. Sorry, it's G-Chop Liver. Why didn't you say his name? Say my name. You might want to play that. You might want to hear it. You let him know. Ho, ho, ho. Neil, it's hard to go from that to a tribute to Miss Jason, but I'm going to.
Yes.
I'm going to put a wig on. I'm going to put some heels on. And it was quite shocking. I remember I got a WhatsApp from Lisa in the week going, Miss Jason's died.
I know.
And I don't know how many times I've seen Miss Jason at the Two Brewers or the RVT. And 32 years, Miss Jason.
I know. I saw Miss Jason at Bournemouth Pride many years ago.
Oh,
brilliant.
God. So we're sending huge love to Terry, who's Jason's partner. But also, did you know, it always happens, doesn't it, when people pass away, you go, I didn't realise how lovely you were. Jason was the patron of the Sussex Beacon, which was a charity supporting people living with HIV in the county.
Right.
I mean, did you know that?
I did not know that.
Oh, and he just did so many benefit gigs. He's just a beautiful, beautiful human being. And I found this.
Oh, right.
It's Jason flirting as Miss Jason with a very hot guy in the audience. This would have been probably the thing of the RVT.
Dominic, darling, I think we've awoken something in you tonight. I just want to put something in your mind before you leave us. 077-866-4004.
You can have that chat.
Brilliant,
line.
That's great.
And here's Miss Jason talking about, well, coming out.
If I'd have just said to my mum and dad from the beginning, I'm gay, I don't think it would have been an issue. But when I did come out to them, my mum said, I said, well, I've got something to tell you. And she said, son, I know. And she looked at my dad and she said, Jim, put the kettle on, he's a homosexual. And that was the end of it.
I want that on a T-shirt. Yeah. Jim, put the kettle on, he's homosexual. And I think these words are beautiful. Miss Jason was interviewed for a project post-lockdown, actually, and it's advice to Miss Jason when Miss Jason was very, very small. And it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
25 years as a drag artist.
Yes.
Looking back, what advice would you give to your younger self now?
I'm just going to take my wig off because I'm boiling.
Okay.
And I'm aware that if I don't do that, I'll have no makeup on by the time I get there. What would I say? I would be truer to myself. Don't worry about making mistakes, because the only people who don't make mistakes are at the cemetery. And just to experience as much of life as you possibly can. And never let, I like this one, I never let yesterday affect today.
Oh,
and I never let today affect tomorrow.
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
And every day is a clean bit of paper. It's a new start.
Isn't that beautiful?
That's really good.
Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
So I think we should dedicate today's show to Miss Jason, because just a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful human being.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio celebrating our trip to Florida last weekend. Smile, say cheese.
Suck that fat in, Neil. We have actually, I have been putting some photos up on X. You are more than welcome to put them on Instagram, Neil, of the trip.
I will.
We have, don't worry, you won't see us in our swimsuits. No. We're not going to do that to you. We wouldn't do that to you. We're not that cruel. But I have posted the video of when the pod of dolphins were probably probably a human away from me in the sea. What are you laughing at?
No, and it's great.
And we were right next to this boat that was in the shape of, not a lamb, Jaws.
Oh,
and it was so surreal. We were right next to the boat and underneath, well, behind it, they were doing somersaults behind the shark. I've never seen, oh God! But apparently there are sharks in there too, and whales.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an amazing place to visit. We had the most terrific time, all thanks to Visit St. Pete, Clearwater. And you could win a holiday to explore America's best beaches on the Gulf Coast and explore all the things that we got to, the Dali Museum, the gay hotel, the gayborhood that we went to. There's so much to do.
And the animals in the sea.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Oh my God, Neil's coming after me! So yeah, if you go and treat yourself and put yourself into the competition, gaydio.co.uk or on the app, click and win.
Neil and Debbie on Gaydio, that is it for our Florida special show today.
And if you are brave, take a look at the photos we've put up. Take a look.
And check out the website, gaydio.co.uk, for your chance to win a holiday to Florida.
Yeah, we don't come with a holiday, so don't worry about that. We will not be your. We won't be there. We've been there, haven't we?
See you next week.
Maybe. KTO.
Extra, extra. Tweet all about it.
Oh dear. Very good.
Oh, Neil. Neil. Well, I haven't told you about... That's quite random, actually. It's if you just listen to the podcast section, but you won't know what that's about. We've been to Florida, and I fell in love with the sea life there.
You did, honestly. I didn't see much of you at all. And when we were in our downtime, which wasn't when we were pretty busy anyway, but you were off here, hither and dither, getting up early in the morning to go and see the wildlife.
You and Chris were tanning your bits by the pool in that pink flamingo.
That's right.
And I was like there with my little binoculars running to the water. Have you seen the dolphins? 7 o'clock in the morning, saw the dolphins go up. And then in the evening at dusk, I saw them come back down.
Wow.
And one time I just heard a blowhole.
Did you?
And I just, I was sat there and I heard this. And I went, and no one was around. And I went, bloody hell. And I followed them all the way down. I thought, oh, this is wonderful. They're just swimming up and down the water. It lives up to its name, Clearwater.
Yeah.
And you could see there. And I've done so many selfies with pelicans, with night herons. The night herons are stunning there. There were all sorts, so many birds, so it was beautiful.
I absolutely adore your passion for wildlife. It's beautiful. It really is.
Oh, Neil, honestly, I was pushing children off the boat when we were in...
There was a young lad, wasn't there?
Actually, I made friends with him. He was quite a good spot. And he went, what's your name? And I said, shut up and spot the dolphins. No, I didn't. We made friends. Because he was me as a younger human.
Yes, you recognised your younger self there, didn't
you? I went, you're an animal geek. And we went, like, good for you.
I have to say, aren't we lucky how privileged we are? That was, honestly, it's one of the... We've done a few of these things in the past, but this is, for my money, is one of the best ones we've ever done. I really loved it.
I do remember going to New York Pride, Neil.
Of course, that includes...
Very different holiday, that was.
It was a very different, yes, yeah. But this, honestly, the landscape, the beaches, the people, the food, oh my goodness, we've eaten so much.
Yes, we have. And I'm afraid, you know, the videos that have gone out on Gaydio, we are getting back on that machine.
We're going to have to, love.
I'm sorry, love. This is not for debate. But
a friend of mine in the week actually pointed at my paunch and said, oh, no. What's been going on here then?
Well, just put one middle finger up and go,
exercise!
We do, Neil, because Lisa and I said, oh my God, we need to, you know, we've got things we want to do. And it's like, it's horrible when you don't feel comfy.
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Chris was there, and he's lost so much weight. And it was like, "Where's Chris? Oh, yeah. You're right there."
Yeah, no, I know.
And he's looking really good.
Yeah, and we were looking
really. And people were like taking photos of me.
Yeah.
Going, "Oh my God, it's beached itself. It's beached." No, I'm a human, actually. It's very rude, I thought. So up theirs.
Neil and Debbie.